Hi, what a great turnout and what a great view from this angle, seeing all these faces. I was just thinking this evening how grateful I am for the name tag industry. In fact, I think it'd be a good idea if we all wore name tags all the time. I was thinking when I was in the drugstore here in Rolfe, and I'd been away for a while, and so there are a lot of people I didn't know. I knew their faces, but I didn't know their names. So someone would come in and say, I want to pay my bill. And I didn't know who they were. And you know, I just couldn't ask someone from my hometown what their name was. So I'd go back to the ledger and start flipping it through page by page, hoping for inspiration. I'm representing the era of the decade of the 40s. And would everybody here from the decade of the 40s, from up to from 1940 to 1949, stand up? All right, let's give them. I just wanted to make sure you could still do that. I'm the tail end of that decade, but that was quite a decade because it included the war years, 1941 to 1945, that took everybody's lives and took them upside down and shook them a little bit. There were some changes in the schools during that time. My sister reminded me that she thought that it was at that time for the first time that wives, married women, were able to teach in the Rolfe system. And there were a lot of flux in the school system during that time. It was toward the end of that era that Mr. Anderson left. I think it was in 1948. Is that correct, Rolfe? Okay. And then Mr. Mortensen, who's here this evening, took over from Mr. Anderson. Of course, during that time, we did have the continuity of Ms. Markham, and she supplied a lot of continuity. One of the things that was great continuity for everyone that had been in her classes, at least during the 40s, was her dreaded senior theme on Longfellow. And everyone could commiserate with each other on doing that. And I remember when I was in lower grades and my sister was taking that course and she was trying to type her theme and she was crying. And later when I was doing my theme, I said to my mother, I think this is where my sister cried. And of course, Mr. Art Evans left during that era too. And there was some mention about, with Isla mentioned, Art Evans and the great football teams, and it reminded me of a story that I'd heard back in the 40s. It may or may not be true, but it makes a good story, and I sure believed it all these years. I think that Art Evans taught a science course, and it might have been physics. Does anybody know? Is that correct? Okay. And so one of his star football players was right on the margin of passing and would not be eligible to play football if he didn't pass his physics course. So this put Art in kind of a, might say, a conflict of interest position. So he compromised by approaching the student who will remain nameless, and he said, we'll call him Fred. He said, Fred, here's the questions for the physics exam that's coming up. Fred looked at him, he said, hell, coach, I got to have the answers. So a lot of my memories about the 40s are wrapped around the sports because I was, you know, participated in those sports. And one of the things that reminded me of was the various gymnasiums in our league. And of course, there was the DMT gymnasium, which made our gymnasium look like the Metrodome up in Minneapolis. But our gym was unique in itself. I mean, it was small. The free throw circles didn't overlap, but they came pretty close. And of course, all on the main floor, all around the gym on the two sides, the two ends, were little seats, you know, bleachers, just one row. And so people's feet, just sitting in those bleachers, would come pretty close to being on the floor. And if you're going for a loose ball, well, you very likely could end up in quite a few laps on that end, and people would save you from crashing into the wall. The Lake City gym had dead spots on the floor, so you'd be dribbling the ball and it wouldn't come up. Of course, the Lake City people knew where they were and we didn't, so call home gym advantage. And I was thinking of track, and I'm thinking of a classmate of mine who again would remain nameless, but halfway around the cross-country workout, he'd have to stop for a cigarette. So you'd see him sitting on the edge of the road smoking. And then I was thinking, when I was in school, Albert City was the team that looked like college teams. You know, they're big Swedes from Albert City, and they all were 6'3 or 6'4, and playing football against them or basketball was, you felt really tiny. I was thinking of our school, and one of the things I was thinking of was how it seems to me that those railings around the front of the school have shrunk during the years. They used to be bigger than that. I was also thinking about the old auditorium, and that was a wonderful auditorium with the balcony and the nice seats. And when I was a kid, they used to have a curtain there that rolled down that had a scene on it, like a country scene. And it was waiting for the acts to change or something, you could sit there and look at that scene. It was wonderful. When I was growing up and a child in the early 40s, I thought of the people who were in the early ninth classes of 1940, 1941, 1942, were like, I don't think I've ever known anyone since that was that suave, that was that mature. You know, looking up at those, at that age, Don Sinek and Rachel Wigman and Marie White and that whole era. And I remember Virgil Shogren as the cheerleader, and what a wonderful job he did, and how much I was impressed with him in that role. And during the war years, we organized in this town, the kids organized the youth center. How many people remember the youth center? And the name of the youth center was, little trivia, The Rendezvous. And it was a wonderful place, and the kids ran it, and we had jukebox, and we had ping pong tables, and we had dances, and it was just a marvelous spot, and I think we were really impressed by the fact that we had a French name for it, too, you know, kind of sinful. And, of course, during the war years, we didn't have much gas, and they used, Model A's were really popular. And the people who had access to gas on the farms were really popular. And the 1940s were a wonderful year and era, and I'm sure that they were a wonderful era. Each era is wonderful for the people that were in that era, but the memories here that I have are wonderful, and to see all the faces here tonight that trigger a lot of those memories, I'll carry them forever. Thank you.